wasn't very good, sir. You know, we only rushed for 53 yards. So we just have to, you know, figure out what corrections we need to make, figure out, you know, how we can get it better. Every week's different. Every week's different. The matchup's different. The scheme is different. So, you know, we got to do a better job running the ball.
He said he's going to exaggerate his technique. It seems like almost all of his misses have been to the left lately. What have you seen just from is there a common thread?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen him yet today. I've watched it on tape. You know, a lot of times it's, you know, it's the plant foot. It's, you know, maybe a little concern about the rush, the short side rush, you know, whatever it is. So we just he's a good kicker. I have a lot of faith in him. He just, you know, he had a bad day. But he'll be all right.
Is there anything the Titans were doing specifically against your running game that was hard?
No, they've got a good rush defense, Sarah. I think they're in the top five in the league in defense against the run. And you know, we had a couple that were decent that helped us, but overall wasn't good enough. So they give them credit; they did a good job stopping our run.
Bill, do you have any extra concerns about your tight end situation with CJ having had a concussion?
We're going to have to look at it. You know, these Monday meetings with you guys. I mean, it's just too early to tell like where we're at, you know, so I can't make any comments on anything that's going on injury wise because I really don't know yet. All I have is a report from this morning where it's really just basically a post game report, so I'll be able to update you more on Wednesday.
Is it even more impressive what Tom was able to do without a running game that was able to help balance that out?
Tom did a good job. You know, he played a very gutsy, tough game, and he hung in there. He kept coming back. He kept fighting. I thought guys made great plays for him. I thought the line, for the most part, you know, pass protected well for him. There were some sacks, but, I mean, I don't think they were all the line's fault. I thought Tom did a real, real good job.
Jeff Allen at left tackle again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that we'll see where we are relative to injuries and all those things. But, yeah, I could see him being our left tackle again.
If all goes well this week, would you say that Brian Cushing is on track to play on Sunday?
On track to play? I think it's trending towards that. Yeah, I think it's trending towards that. We'll kind of get back with him today and kind of see how last week went. And then we'll go from there.
How could Cushing add value to the defense? I know you talked a little bit about that. Specifically with all the injuries and everything, could he be an impact player?
Absolutely, yeah. He's, you know, his leadership, number one, his knowledge of our defense, his experience, you know, playing in our defense, his toughness, all of those things could definitely help our defense.
Defensively, how did you feel about the run defense on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, look, I think there were three or four plays where we gave up almost 80 yards rushing. There were other plays where we gave up almost nothing, but in those three or four plays where we gave up a lot of yards, those were big runs. You know, they had some big runs. We did a good job against the passing game, but, you know, we gave up almost 200 yards rushing. And, you know, some of that, a lot of that was on the flip play at the end of the game, you know, where, you know, that was a good call by them. And we're in a, you know, a 4-minute type of defense trying to load the box and stop the run, and they got us on the flip play. But, you know, I thought our guys on defense played very hard, and, you know, we just came up short.
Will you watch film of Garoppolo from when you guys met in training camp with Patriots? I know it's obviously a different team, but do you take some of that? Does that help that you saw him in training camp?
Yeah, we'll watch all the tape on Jimmy because, you know, he hasn't played that much in San Francisco. So all the information that we can get relative to his time in New England, whether it was in games or in practices, certainly we'll watch all of that.
Can you remember a game with as many concussions or concussion-like symptoms as on Sunday?
No, that's, you know, for me, calling plays and being a head coach, that game was a first for me where we lost that many players to injury during a game. And, you know, I thought our guys battled, did a good job. We just came up short. You know, we didn't make enough plays in the end to win the game. And Tennessee, give them credit, they made more plays. But got a lot of pride in our guys and the way they fight, the way they battle. I know that's not really the deal in pro football. Pro football is about winning. But, you know, our guys fought through a lot of adversity yesterday and just came up short.
Bill, with your team, kind of where it is in relation to the stages, are there some development things that you make a priority? Obviously, you always want to try to win.
Yeah.
In terms of balancing those two things and valuing some young guys for the future.
I think the big thing is winning. You know, and I think within winning, you may, within the goal of winning, you may be able to do certain things. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't point towards winning, you're not doing it, if that makes sense, Aaron. You know, like you know, I think if you're in, you know, on a different level of football, maybe you're thinking of it in a different way. But at this level, it's all about, you know, trying to figure out how to get a win.
You talked about Tom being tough. He said yesterday he is not coming out of his own. He's been down that road.
Yeah.
He's only going to come out if he has to come out. Some thoughts about
that. Yeah, look, like I said, you know, Tom has really improved. He had the one interception at the end there. You know, look, I'm sure he would love to have that throw back. And, you know, I'd love to probably have that play call back. But it is what it is. I mean, I thought the guy played a really tough, gutsy game. That's the type of guy he is. You know, he's been through a lot in his career, and it was good to see him personally go out there and play like that, because, you know, a lot of that is what we see every day in practice. And so now the key is he's got to continue to do it, and, you know, we need to win. You know, that's the key.
Nobody cares about anything except winning. Do you feel like, though, in spite of all that, he took a step forward yesterday?
Yeah, I think he has to say that. You know, he's not going to stand up here and talk about his own stats or anything like that. But anybody who watched that game, if you know anything about football, which I know you do, you know, he played a very good football game. Was it the best football game any quarterback's ever played? No. But, I mean, he played a very tough game and made some big plays for us. Scrambled to get Steven Anderson a touchdown. Scrambled on 4th and 19 to throw it to Steven Anderson again. We were 8 for 15 on third down. A lot of that has to do with him and his ability to keep a play alive and step up in the pocket and deliver a football, you know, accurately. He's not going to stand up in here and talk to you about stats, but I will. I'll tell you that, you know, I think he took a big step yesterday.
Well, you mentioned
Steven. Don't know what his future is, whether it's with his team, his contract's up, but what has he done this season to set himself up for the future?
Well, I think he's proven that, you know, look, I think there's still games left here, Sarah, I will say that, but I think he's proven that he can play. You know, he can play in this league. I mean, that's not a, you know, whether it was, you know, Arizona or the game yesterday or even the Baltimore game. I mean, if you really study the tape, the guy has done some really good things relative to playing quarterback in the National Football League. So, you know, for me, you know, I see a lot of improvement and very coachable guy, great guy to coach. Like, really does, in all seriousness, he does care about the team. He really does not care about his own stats. All he cares about is winning. Great family guy, you know, all those things, which, you know, no, maybe that's what nobody cares about. Only care about winning, but I care about those things. You know, I think he's a great guy to coach. He's been a lot of fun to coach and to watch improve, and I think he's really gotten better, no doubt about it.
You mentioned Steven Anderson. You talk about his development.
He played probably the best game he's played since he's been here. We have a lot of respect for Steven. He's a very intelligent player. He's a smart player. He's a tough guy, undersized guy with some of the things that we do with him, but he made some big plays yesterday, and he's kind of a tweener player. You know, he was a wide receiver at Cal, and we projected him to be what we call an F tight end, and that's kind of what he does for us. So we ask him to do some things within the core of the offense, within the core of the front, blocking wise and things like that. I mean, he does a lot of things other than the passing game, and I thought he really played a heck of a game yesterday. Yeah. I mean, we signed him as a back. We practiced him as a running back last week. But with where we were when we lost Bruce and then we lost Braxton, you know, we had to make an adjustment if we wanted to stay in an 11 personnel grouping, give John Perry, Charles London, a lot of credit. Those guys on the sideline, we came up with a personnel grouping within the game. And we said, in this personnel grouping, you're playing this position. And they kind of went through our core routes with him, taught him what to do. And then out on the field, his teammates, Tom, Hop, whoever was over there with him, helped him to know what to do, and he actually did a decent job. So I'll give all the credit to Dre Ellington for being able to do that, have the temperament to be able to do that, not panic and just go out there and play, and then give credit to the guys around him. Look, again, we didn't win, but I mean, I'm just telling you, like, that's a real testament to the guys around him.
Braxton Miller looked really confident in his game. What did you make of his performance?
He's getting better and better. We just said that in our staff meeting. One of our more improved players. Just too bad, you know, he took a hit on the sideline on what was a very good punt return by him, you know, up the sideline there, getting us some extra yards. Thought he did a good job in that area, fielding punts. And then he's gotten better and better as a receiver. He's made some big plays for us on tough routes, tough catches, yards after catch. It's been really good to see his improvement. He was inactive for a few games this year, and he really kind of took it to heart and really worked hard to get better on the practice field. So hopefully he's not out for too long. Yeah, no, it's tough. Look, it's football. You either win or you lose. I mean, we don't sit there and go, oh, you know, what are we going to do now? We think about, like, okay, what, how are we going to correct these things? What can we do better coaching wise? What can we do better to help these guys, put them in better positions, to help teach them? What can they do better? What can the players do better? It's football. We don't look at it as like this big dramatic thing. We just know that we've been in some tough games, and you know, we haven't come out on the winning end, and we need to find a way to win a game. That's really all it is for us. That's what it is. We're disappointed that we're not where we want to be record wise. We know the fans are disappointed. We can't really do much about that. All we can do is come to work every day and try to figure out how to win a game. Well, I feel good for him. You know, I feel good for him. I think that he puts a lot of time into this thing. He prepares. He puts time into the meetings. He stays after practice. He shows up early in the mornings to put extra time in. He stays late to watch the practice tape on his own, not just with the coaches. So, you know, hopefully he can keep it going. That's the key to playing quarterback in this league is consistency, always looking to improve and not take a step back. So hopefully he can keep it going.
Greg Mance, too, he was a starter all last year.
Yep. I thought he did a decent job, Aaron. I thought he did a decent job. I thought his run blocking was good. I think they have a tough front. I thought his pass pro was good. I thought our run blocking could be a little bit better overall. But I thought he really did. I thought Jeff Allen did a decent job at left tackle. The false starts were not all his fault. You know, we were in a couple different cadences there, and I got to do a better job of coaching that. So that, I wouldn't put that on Jeff Allen, those false starts. I thought Jeff played good. I thought Xavier probably played one of his better games. I thought Nick did some good things on the inside, especially all of them in pass pro. Breno plays a very tough, tough veteran leadership type game every week, and I thought that Mance had a solid day.
You had to get to that offensive line because of injuries, but is that something that you want to have as an offensive line going forward, as like the main starters on the offensive line?
Look, I think relative to where we are right now, with when we called Chad Slade up and we have Kendall Lamb there as the sixth and seventh guys, we still have Julian Davenport and Kyle Fuller that were inactive yesterday. We like them, two good young players, so we'll see where that goes. So I can't say that that'll be the line every week, but I thought that those guys played well, and you know, I would anticipate that that's probably the offensive line moving forward here for the next few weeks here.
Do